Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. Today we follow the Order of Matins on page 219 in the Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 742, For Me to Live is Jesus. The text is Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. The Reverend Mark Rabe is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 7. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Twice a month, on Fridays, when we lived in Kenya, we would often go into the town of Kisumu. We lived out in the village. It was about a two-hour drive from where we stayed in the mission station and to go into Kisumu. It was always a time to kind of load up on groceries that we couldn't get in the local village. It was an opportunity to also kind of get away and perhaps take lunch and enjoy some time with the kids away from where we were serving. And you would go into the village, and there were often, well, it was organized chaos. Busy streets, chaotic driving. Usually the joke was the lanes are there just to frustrate the foreigners because those are just optional. We were, in a sense, well prepared when we came back to St. Louis for driving. But as we would leave on Fridays, because it was a Friday, as we left Kisumu towards the end of the day, we would often, or usually more around just after lunch, it was usually very slow. That two-hour drive into town became a four-hour drive coming back. It was slow because it was the day that people usually went to the morgue to pick up their deceased loved one and take them back to the village. And so there was usually a long procession. There was the head vehicle that carried the deceased and many, many cars following along in a train, much like a parade. And they would take the family member back to the village, back to their home, where they would all night long grieve and cry and lament, and the next day would be the burial. Now, this was just for the Christians. There were other folks who it was a different day, but Friday was always the same. There was always a long train, a long procession of cars, and so, in a sense, you never really got very far, and oftentimes you just stopped. You stopped and let the procession go. But after the procession moves off that busy street and gets back to normal, very quickly the normal chaos starts back up again. People drive fast, they choose their own lane. They put on their flashers and think they're invisible and can just go whichever way they want. But nevertheless, it's a sobering reminder that when life and death meet, life stops for death. Or because of sin, death brings life to a stop. That's how it's always been in this world. Well, almost always. We see in our text today, Jesus has been teaching a lot just prior to our text. He's been teaching and he's been healing many. A great crowd is with him as he enters into the town of Nain. The crowds want to see more. They want to hear more. They want to see what this Jesus is doing. And it's quite a sight, quite a parade of people entering into this town. But it's not the only parade that day as they enter into the town of Nain. It's joyless. It's a funeral procession. Yes, there may be the hired people who are lamenting and crying out, but but it's grievous, and it's sadder than most. The deceased, the only son of a widow, there's grief, not only because she's already lost her husband, now she's lost her son, her only son. And then there's the reality of the fear of the future. No one to speak for her at the gate, no one to care for her as a son should, the only son, or if he were the eldest son. Future does not look very bright. And so despite all the crowd around her, she is quite alone. And so these two processions collide of life and death, and who will yield? The joyful crowd steps aside as this funeral procession moves along to pity the widow and honor the deceased. When the two collide, life stops for death. But not today. Compassion. Compassion moves Jesus. He tells the widow something that sounds very absurd. Do not weep. This is a funeral. I've lost my only son. I have no hope. I have no future. You tell me not to weep? What else can she do? But Jesus has this habit of ruining funerals, and that's what he does today. Stopping the procession, he touches the bier, that is the stretcher there holding the corpse of this man, the only son of the mother. Stopping the procession, yes, he touches the bier, the stretcher, and then he speaks to the man. As if, have no fear or do not weep is enough. He speaks to him. Young man, I say to you, arise. And so he does. Death now stops for life. He sits up and he begins to speak, and Jesus then returns this son, her only son, to his mother. And here the fearful crowds get it right. They glorify God, since God is the life giver and God has visited his people. A great prophet, they say, has arisen among us. Indeed, a great prophet like Elijah, because Elijah was one who in the Old Testament raised the dead. But Jesus is greater. He not only speaks the word, but is the word made flesh who has come to visit his people. And so they are correct. God has visited his people. He's come personally. And when God visits his people, he doesn't stop for death. His word causes death to scurry away. But he also visits his people to go to the cross. The only time he yielded to death, to sacrifice himself for our sins, yours and mine. And then 3 days in the tomb, he conquers death. Death, that's why it has no sting. Jesus is victory over it. This is good news. It's good news for you. As we sang in the hymn about the reality, we know that death would come someday. We fear not death. We might fear the process because we haven't done it before. It's good news for the dying world around you, a world that seems so fixated in our day about death. We have hope. You have hope because of Christ. You have hope and a future because sin and death have been defeated by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But there's one more thing that we learn from our text today. Jesus raising the widow's son is the central point. It's the miracle. It also points us to Jesus' resurrection and the power over death and the grave, but yet there's more. For this woman who, having lost her son, her only son, would have no hope, as I said, no one to speak for her at the gate, no support for her, but Jesus returns this man to his mother. She now has hope and daily bread, someone to care for her. And while not in the text, what price did Jesus request from the woman for this help? Nothing. It was all a gift. He spoke the word and sent death packing. He freely did it. What did Jesus ask of you for his death and third day resurrection from the grave? He asks nothing of you. Our Lord freely gives you life, and by faith, we hold on to it. Payment has been made by Jesus' own holy, precious blood and bitter sufferings and death for you. The price is paid, and so the gifts are free, free to you. Don't weep. Come and hear, be baptized, take and eat, take and drink. It's for you. It's free. Forgiveness, salvation, life is yours in Christ Jesus. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.